Whoever becomes the Leon County Commissioner in District 2 will have their work cut out for them. According to the 2016 Distress Community Index, the zip codes that make up the district, 32310, 32304, and 32305, are some of the most distressed communities in the country. Candidate Manny Joannis says in order to boost the economy in this district, vacancies in houses and stores need to be filled.
Jobs is a key to bringing back District 2. There are a bunch of business vacancies, a bunch of home vacancies, people that have some means and want to improve their housing, they're moving somewhere else, and it's leaving a lot of vacancies.
Candidate Jeffrey William Bullock says a way to bring job growth to the district is by talking to residents in the private sector.
We have to promote jobs through media, out in the sector, private sector, asking people what they think about what needs to be done to promote economic growth.
While TJ Lewis sees the housing vacancies as opportunities to draw in first-time home buyers.
I see District 2 as a gateway in the respect that when you want to establish your life here in Tallahassee, you want to plant roots. District 2 is most accessible to those people starting off, first-time home buyers. I really want to create opportunities for them to purchase homes in District 2.
Some of the candidates are concerned about education. Nancy Calhoun wants to meet with the Leon County School Board in order to help raise District 2's school grades. She says the low performances drives families out of the district.
Every single school in District 2 is a D school, according to the state of Florida, with Fort Bradenton being the only one that's a C. And now that I've been out and about in the community more than ever in the last 30 days, I've learned that the reason why the people are leaving my community is because of the school systems.
Margaret Franklin says a way to improve schools is to build cooperation between public and private institutions.
I would develop a public-private partnership with all of the private schools where they work with the public system so that we can keep our schools open. Private schools should be a helpmate to the public school.
Other candidates like Kirk Headley-Perdue and Howard Font are concerned about the budget. Headley-Perdue wants to look into funding for the district.
Almost 70% of our budget comes from taxes and fees in this county. I'd like to see a summary of if one assumes we have five districts. And District 2 is one of them. It seems logical to me that we ought to be somewhere in the neighborhood on average of $50 million for our communities. I don't see that happening. I'd like to see how that's been spent.
And Font also has concerns about spending.
We need to be smarter about how we're spending. That way we can do more and there will be more room for assets and resources to go to District 2, which is what we need because we don't get our fair share, like I think everyone agrees.
Candidate Jimbo Jackson, the principal at Fort Bradenton School, could not attend the Political Perspectives show. Tune in throughout the week for interviews with the candidates for Leon County School Board Districts 2 and 4 and Leon County Commission at Large, Seat 1. For WFSU News, I'm Tori Whitley.